Wildcard Weekend in the books. We are down to the semifinals, I guess, in the respective leagues, AFC and the NFC. And for more on the NFL and some gambling, Alan Bell, Sportsline, joins us now. Good morning, Alan. How are you?
Hey, good morning, sir. Let me say, we're down to the Elite Eight. Kids, who likes to gamble?
Let's go. Let's go. Before we get there, you had a great tweet last night. I just really, my prep for interviewing you is going back through your Twitter and, like, you know, just seeing what basically you've been on over the last 24 hours. I really appreciated the, can you imagine the Friday Night Lights speech J.J. Watt is delivering at this very moment. That was at halftime. I believe it was 21-0 at the time, and it immediately sent me into, like, just, I was imagining it, and it made a lot of sense to me.
Yeah, man, like, I mean, that's totally J.J. Watt, right? And, like, let me preface by saying, you know, and I put this later, you know, in that tweet thread, that J.J. Watt's helped a lot of people, and respect to him, like, but we're absolutely calling out something that he does, right? Like, he loves that kind of high school Harry moment, where the cameras, you know, can I get the elderly and the infirmed and the military all on camera with me?
You
know what I mean? Like, that's him. Like, that's him to an absolute T. So it's like, I just laughed. I was like, you know, he's like, he's giving that Varsity Blues Friday Night Lights speech. Like, we've got 30 minutes for the rest of our lives. You know, they come out and get beat even worse. You know,
there's going to be a video. Well, maybe not that, because they didn't win or really didn't do much in the second half. But if they would have came back and won, we would have seen video of it already.
Oh, God. Yes. That thing would have been, quote unquote, leaked in around the middle of the fourth quarter. Right. Yeah, absolutely.
Exactly. What are we going to do with Kyler Murray now?
Man, I don't know. Look, you know, on our show yesterday, leading into the game, you know, we kind of spoke about, like, Kyler Murray's played horribly against the Rams. Like, this last night was not an aberration. That's just what he does against the Rams. But it's usually not that bad. I mean, they just had issues everywhere. Their offensive line was getting exploded. They couldn't get the ball down the field at all. They couldn't run the ball. I mean, they just couldn't do anything, right? So I think a lot of it is on them. Some of it for sure is on the Rams, too. Like, we kind of finally saw what the Rams were supposed to be last night. You know, we'll see if they do it again next week. But yeah, man, like, that was just, that was too bad, like, two bad karmic forces going the opposite direction that accidentally met, and they never should have.
Who had the worst weekend out of these two? And if you want to throw any more nominees in here, you definitely can.
Yeah.
But the crew that was doing the Bengals Raiders game, Mike McCarthy, I guess he'd be a nominee here. Is there anybody else that we need to throw in there? Just worst weekend out of the group?
Man, I'm going to give it to the refereeing crew. Like, the ref crew. Like, they were horrible. And, like, that inadvertent whistle.
Yeah.
I mean, like, refs make bad decisions all the time. And, look, the crew last night wasn't great, right? Like, that stretch where it took 9 real-life minutes to decide in real time if it was a catch, and then we all knew that it was going to get reviewed anyway. Like, that was pure insanity. But, yeah, that earlier crew, that was bad. McCarthy didn't help himself, but, you know, for him, like, there's other outs here too, right? Like, the Cowboys have had such a weird year. Like, if they play an NFC East team, that's throwing legitimately for two continents. Right, but other than that, their offense just kind of just looked at. But yeah, I'll go with the referee crew for sure.
Who had the best weekend? I mean, there's some more nominees here. The Bills destroyed the Patriots. The Rams.
It was the Bills.
It's the Bills. Yeah, we don't even have to go through it.
We could stop it right there. The Buffalo Bills, legitimate. Now, here's the thing. What I'm so interested in is this. Okay, is that you've got a team in the Chiefs who legitimately had, you know what? I think every positional group on that team had a touchdown, right?
Yep.
Like, the quarterback, the running back, the tight end threw one, the offensive line had one. I mean, just keep going. Going up against a Buffalo Bills team that just had a legitimately perfect offensive game. All touchdowns, no punts, no field goals, not even field downs, right? Like, legitimately a perfect game. So I've got to give it to the Bills, but we're going to see these two teams play this week. Like, I can't wait for that game.
Yeah, it's certainly the game of the weekend. The Josh Allen thing, it's so much fun because and the playoffs change everything, right? So now we get to, these teams get to totally unleash what they may have been scared to do because of health risks or whatever it was during the year. We get to see full unicorn Josh Allen, and I'm very here for it.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'm going to go ahead and do this. I'm going to bet the under in this game. We see two We see two explosive games out of the two probably best offenses, you know, in the playoffs, and then we're going to see like a 10-7, just 1965, just fight. Right? Like, I mean, that seems like it always how it goes. Yeah. No, I mean, the game's going to be amazing. Like, I'm just making a joke here that the two best offensive teams, like, that would be the game to go the under. I can't wait for it. Like, I can't wait for it.
Oh, I can definitely see it. That's how gambling kind of goes.
Well, let me say this, though. The Bills are going to be running to an actual defense, son. Like, this ain't the Patriots, baby. Like, they're not going to have a perfect offensive game. But the Bills have a good defense, too. Like, this is just legitimately, and I'm here in Nashville, and I'm going to kind of say it, this is probably your AFC team that's going to the Super Bowl. Like, I can't wait to see this game.
I mean, it certainly has more, you know, I'm more likely to, now I'm going to watch them all, but I'm more likely to watch that one than Bengals-Titans, although that certainly could be
fun
as well.
You're not fired up for Bengals-Titans?
It just doesn't quite, it's not quite like Mahomes and Allen. I don't know. There's something a little bit different about it.
A touch. Just a touch.
Well, I was going to ask you this. I mean, while we're on the quarterback thing, I mean, who out of, so you have, you know, eight teams left. You know, Mahomes and Josh Allen would be in this conversation. Obviously, Brady and Aaron Rodgers. Who out of that group, or maybe even outside of it, is most responsible for their team's success? Like, if you take them out, how much does the line change before a game?
Aaron Rodgers. If you take Aaron Rodgers away from the Packers, I'm not saying they'd be a horrible team. But, that would be a completely different Green Bay Packers team. Like, you know, don't get me wrong. This is not a negative on any of the quarterbacks, right? But the Chiefs are a pretty damn good all-around built team. The Bills would be different with Josh Allen, but they could survive. Like, they have players. They would just be a different-looking team offensively. They would certainly run the ball more. The Bucs could be in trouble without Tom Brady. The Titans, Ryan Tannehill doesn't get the credit that he deserves, but he's also not one of those guys. You know what I mean? The Bengals without Joe Burrow could be different. They would certainly run the ball with Mixon. I got to go with Aaron Rodgers. Like, I think if you take Aaron Rodgers out of that Packers equation, they're certainly not the number one team in the NFC, and they might not be a playoff team.
Are you all in on the Burrow train?
That kid's amazing, man. Look, I'll say this. You know, I was here last year. Joe Burrow came and beat the Titans by about 40 points. Like, I mean, he did. Like, he just lit this team up. And, you know, we were all kind of talking here in Nashville on local radio here, you know, kind of all last week leading into, you know, who do you want? Who do you want to see? You know, whatever. And pretty much everybody was like, I don't know if I want to face the Bengals. Like, you just don't know what you're going to get. You know what I mean? Like, if he shows up and him and Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins and Mixon are all going off, like, they could beat anybody in the NFL by 20. They could just drum you up.
Yep.
If they're not, you got a really good shot at winning that game. But, man, Joe Burrow, dude, that kid's the truth, man. He is a heck of a quarterback.
How much of a chance do you give the 49ers to go to Green Bay and win?
Oh, a good shot. That's the one team that Green Bay hasn't been able to get through. I think they're 0-3.
Yep.
In Rodgers' career, yeah, like, that's the one team they can't get. The problem is that it might be 0 degrees, and San Francisco's going to play physical and run the ball. But, you know, I don't know if Jimmy Garoppolo's built for that kind of game or Trey Lance, whoever they're going to be running with. Aaron Rodgers definitely has zero problem playing in that type of game.
I was sitting there as a Cowboys bettor on Sunday afternoon, and you know, the 49ers took it to them. They obviously were the better team in that game. You know, they're up by two touchdowns late, and I'm like, okay, I'm just going to need one. I'm going to need the Jimmy G really bad throw here to get us back in it. And it happened. Like, I mean, this is so magnified around this time of year. If you can't trust a guy to make the right plays for you, you're in trouble.
Absolutely. You know, and I'm with you. I bet on the Cowboys as well. And that game was playing out very similar to like 3-4 weeks ago when the 49ers played the Titans here in Nashville on Thursday night. You remember, it was like 21-0 at halftime or something, right? Like the Titans looked like they should be playing in like a local little league. You know what I mean?
Yep.
But it was like exactly what you said. Like Garoppolo turned the ball over. The Titans turned it into a touchdown. Then he turned it over again. And you're like, okay, now we have a game. And when that turnover came, I was like, oh, man, like this is kind of lining up, you know, just how that game was. But Dallas' offense just couldn't get it going, man. And you know, everybody always wants to, you know, blow up the Dallas Cowboys every time, like, they don't want a playoff game. Like, the Cowboys have a pretty good team. Like, they just need – they got to cut out on these penalties first. And they got to get this offensive line figured out. But they're not far away from being a pretty dominant football team. But they've got to kind of do what the Chiefs do in the offseason when they say, okay, well, we need to fix our offensive line, so we're going to completely fix our offensive line. Like, the Cowboys need to have one of those where they just go all out and say, look, this is the problem. We're going to fix the problem, or nobody's coming back. They need to have one of those.
AB, when you look at Wild Card Weekend as a whole, I mean, we got a few blowouts. We got one or two good games. They were all pretty enjoyable watches for the most part, but there were some blowouts in there. Now we have the final eight. Like you said, it's time to start locking in here. This feels like we could get legitimately four awesome games.
Oh yeah, like I think any team can win any of these games, right? And look at the spreads, like that's evident of that. Yeah, man, like this is where it's gonna get like this is where it's gonna get serious, and we've got, you know, eight good head coaches, eight good quarterbacks,
yep,
eight good football teams, eight teams that can play defense, eight teams that can play offense. Like, all of these teams can go. I can't wait. It is going to be an awesome, awesome weekend of football.
Yep. Alan Bell of Sportsline. You can check him out on the Early Edge podcast and many more things over there at Sportsline. Alan, we appreciate the time as always, man. Enjoy the weekend, and we'll talk to you next week.
Man, you too, brother. Look forward to it, man. Be good.
Alan Bell of Sportsline. Check him out, like I said, on the Early Edge podcast. He'll give daily picks there, him and the crew.
And he's completely right about J.J. Watt.
Yes. 100%.
4 a.m. I just want everyone to know I'm up. I'm chopping wood, getting ready.
It's that. Like, it's not fake because he's, you know, he's actually doing it.
He's a hard worker, yes. But he's the quickest person in sports to tell you hard he works.
That's it. And that's okay.
And I hate him.
That's what I was going to say. That's okay.
He is a wonderful humanitarian.
Right.
And I hate him.
He's a hard worker. Have you heard?
We know, JJ. Right.
That Bob Orton cast on your arm?
Yeah, what was that?
I'm half cyborg now.
Yeah, he was like bionic. What was the full arm cast doing for him?
Well, like a lot of the Arizona Cardinals last night, nothing.
Nice. Well done. Odd News is up next on 1620 The Zone.